All right, we are here. We are Galexis. Welcome. Welcome. So good to see you. So good to see your light. So good to see the flow of energy about you. See you moving into a new, greater future than you could have dreamed years ago, that you could have imagined years ago. In this movement, your spiritual, your personal growth, your spiritual path, you have two missions. That you came here into physicality, into reality, to explore. The first mission was to learn how to create from scratch in a reality that is very dense, a reality that is slow, a reality that has time. The physical plane has time as a major constraint and space. No other plane has this. This is the most concrete of planes. And yet, at the same time, ironically, it is the greatest illusion. The concreteness of physical plane reality is actually a combined collective illusion you have created and co-created. And you did this before you came here. And your mission is to forget who you are so that you can discover who you are by your interaction with this physical plane, that you can learn to create from a place of not yet knowing the grandness, the grandeur of you, so that you can explore mystery. You were curious. You wanted to experience sensuality, certain vibrations, sensations. Yeah, you wanted to experience sex, part of the intrigue of the physical plane. And so you forgot who you were. You were born into physical body many times or only a few. And here you are in this lifetime, a lifetime that you've been doing all sorts of orientations and work and angling to kind of focus on, to get yourself here at this space and time, because it's so, so totally cool to be here now. You may not think so, but if you think about the known history of the planet, you have to admit this is probably the most exciting time there has ever been to be alive. A time where there is so much magic afoot on the planet. And in this lifetime, the opportunity that you've not had in others to fully discover how to create, and from that creation, discover yourself. And discover yourself, and from the discovery of yourself, to create. To create a life, to create an experience, and then to realize yourself, who you are. To claim for yourself, and in your full knowing, in the physical plane, your divine nature. Now, there have been rare instances in the history of your planet, of your civilization, of fully realized individuals who have come and walked the earth, who've come into physical form. These are your master teachers. These are those who can point to the divine above and within you, the ones who call you home, who let you know there's more than just here. And all of you in this lifetime, those of you listening to us right now, have been on your spiritual journey and one way or another have decided that it's time to really step into the realization of yourself. It's time to take your power back as a divine being. It's time to bring forth on the physical plane a new level of consciousness and opportunity for all to be conscious. A fourth level civilization, as we call it, with a law of love rather than the rule of law. The law of love, transcendent, in which each individual is responsible and empowered, free to be him or herself, free, just as written in the United States Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the freedom to seek your own way to happiness, the pursuit of your happiness. There's a spiritual power in this country, and this country is a leader. Those who decided to be part of the first wave to bring forth this new level of civilization, this new level of divine order. Personally, in your self-realization. And then globally, in your second mission, that of impacting your full reality. Are so excited to be here in this physical plane, in this lifetime, and what you are right now. The age that you are, the gender that you are, it's absolutely, exquisitely perfect for you to experience what you have desired on a soul level to experience in this great change, the great shift of consciousness. Whether you're going to observe and watch and record and wait, whether you roll up your sleeves and plunge into it, engage yourself. Whether you go out there in the traditional form of teaching and workshops and writing books and showing people, hey, here's a spiritual path you can use. Or just simply creating the template within yourself. Just as powerful, just as helpful to your whole reality. As you uncover and bust the illusion and step into your awareness, into your power. It's an adventure. You thought it was going to be a heck of a lot of fun when you came. Unfortunately, you've had to go through all sorts of dark stuff, issues, suffering, pain, loss. But you're still here. You're still alive. You're still on your path. You're still in the physical plane on a pathway of expansion, of transcendence. And part of that journey, a critical part of that journey in your creation work, creating a life for yourself, creating a reality for the world, simply by creating your own template or by sharing what you know. And you all are indeed wise, whether you admit it or not. There is one thing that continuously challenges you, intrigues you, and sometimes snags you. And that is manifesting forms in the physical plane reality. Now, By what we mean by that is form is the actual tangible structure of something. You are in a physical form. If you manifest a job, that's a form. It's a physical structure. A job is something that has its routines, its form, its actions, its circumstances, its functions, its interactions. It has its whole interweaving with your culture. It is a form. You want to manifest a form, say you want to manifest a job, a new job, or you want to manifest a relationship, a lover, you want to manifest a new place to live. You're wanting to manifest in form. You want to create that form. Now, the form offers you the opportunity to experience something. Something that you think you're going to gain from that form. Some kind of aspect of happiness. Maybe you think you're going to gain some empowerment. Or if you get a certain form, you'll feel more free. Forms can take place in terms of change as well. To enact physical change. You redecorate your living room. You have shifted form. You have transformed that room. It looks like a different room with a, you know, the different window treatments, the different sofas, chairs, entertainment center, carpets or tile floor or whatever it is. You can change the whole thing. It's transformed. It's a new room. It's got new energy. You want to do this also in your life, and you're always in some process towards making your life more interesting, more fun, more rewarding. You can go for healing of a physical malady. You can go for expansion of financial resources. You can go for expansion also in the area of personal relationships, to expand your network of friends, to work for your children, grandchildren, family, to secure more positive experiences for them. There's all sorts of forms that you can create. And you have been trained that this is created through logic, through certain cause and effect principles. Well, cause and effect is that if I do this, this, and this, the result will be that. If I want a form, I'll do the work this way and so on, and then this form will appear. I will work towards this form. All right, I'm going to have this particular career. I've got to go to school. I've got to study. I've got to get the appropriate degree. Then I've got to get my residency, or I've got to train for it. I've got to get to a period in which I really get my, you know, chops. And then I've got to, you know, get a licensure from the state and set up my business and my practice, or get my job and find my employer, and find a place to live and get it all set up, and I'm going to have my lifestyle, I'm going to have it all together. And you think that those steps are what really does the creation. One of the things that's happening at this time on the planet is that causality, creation, is dying. It's not that useful anymore. Oh, yeah, in your culture, if you want to do a job that requires a certain degree, you may still go to school and get the degree. But then there are also people who find avenues and ways to create opportunities for them. A self-created job, you may say. Some of them are known for their ability to go and bullshit their way into a job they have no credentials for. You wonder, how can this be? Here I've plotted for years and years, and this person comes in and just, you know, snow jobs my potential employers. That's not fair. Well, life is not fair, but it's magical. And we want to talk to you today about magic. Because you see, so many times when you get into your spiritual work, into your spiritual reality, into your spiritual functioning, and focus spiritually on things, your culture, your training takes you away from physical plane. It takes you up into the higher, lofty regions. And the temptation is to judge the physical plane as being less than. Indeed, your religions have anchored this in very, very solidly. They are trying to control all sorts of energies. They don't even want you to acknowledge that there is such a thing as psychic energy. No, stay on the linear, stay on the linear track. Do what you need to do. Do the right behavior. Do the right thing. And you'll get a reward in this life or after in another life or in heaven or whatever. And unfortunately, this doesn't really function this way anymore. Things are starting to shift. They've been starting to shift for about the past, at least 30 years, maybe 40 years. Yeah, there's been a lot of creative foment, a lot of change, and you came to be part of this, whether you like these changes or you think you like them or not. But the opportunity for you to come into full self-realization of your divine and at the same time to create in the physical plane forms a life that works beautifully for you is present now. In ways that has never been available before. And what we have seen so much with spiritual people is that their relationship to their physical plane reality, to their world, the world being everything they perceive as outside themselves, a separatist view, undoubtedly, that's where you were trained to be separatists. Me. Myself, I alone, trained to be in a sense at separate from your world. But this is a time where separation ends and divine union begins. And that includes union and connection, complete connection. Positive connection to your physical plane reality. Now, you may have studied the law of attraction. That's the big buzzword, right? All sorts of meetup groups, all sorts of study groups, the law of attraction, the law of attraction. And people get into it, and they start applying the old linear cause and effect principles to it. And they say, I'm doing my dreaming. I've got my dream board. I've got the pictures up there with the pen. I got it all. I'm writing all my essays out. I'm doing my, positive thinking, affirmations. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Da, da, da. I'm doing. And meditations up the wazoo. Why am I not creating the physical reality that I want? Well, no matter how much you do, it doesn't bring you any longer what you seek. The rules have changed. And you came here in this timing specifically to make use of this change. You create by magic now. The essential reality of the law of attraction, without the linear overlay, without the cause and effect overlay, is authentic. You create according to your frequency. You cannot create a reality that's greater, expansive, more expansive frequency, more expansive field of energy and resonance than you yourself can hold. And you won't create one less. And that's the essence of it. All the cause and effect, you can just go open up the window, chuck it out, close the window. But how do you function outside of cause and effect? How can you anchor manifestation into physical plane reality, being a spiritual person? How can you energize your financial future as a spiritual person? This is what we wish to share now. Because so many times we find spiritual people who are doing every bit of work, every bit of beautiful spiritual healing, clearing, detoxing, you name it. But when it anchors into physical plane, something is missing. There's a gap. The manifestations run short. They require somehow, once again, more compromise, more adjustments. Well, there are two approaches that weave together. One is your relationship with your world. The other is the resonances that you hold. These overlap in the process of flow and movement towards that which you desire to blend together and to create a dynamic flow of manifestation. First, let's look at your relationship with your world. When you were a child, you were taught that you were separate. If you had not been taught that you were separate, you would have thought yourself to be at one moment with your parents, with your world, with everything. You were made of the same stuff as trees and grass and puppies, and as well as your mother and your father and sister, brother, whoever. Everything was one, and you were part of it. But you were taught separation. And that separation came in around 1.5 to 2.5 years of age. It's a time when children start to get frightened, feeling abandoned, scared that they're going to be abandoned. They feel the separation, and it's scary. I'm alone. The divine flow is no longer with me. Some wait a while on that, but that's the average age. So most of you, by the time you get to an adulthood, you don't even remember being at one moment, the oneness, which you shall return to and which you have come from. So what you learn instead is that at the beginning, that you're vulnerable and weak. You're a child. You're powerless. You're helpless. You have to rely on somebody else, big and strong, to take care of things. They know how to function in the world, not you. You're a victim of the world. You don't know it much of the time of your childhood. Because when you go out to play, you can sometimes re-enter the oneness. But when you fall down and skin your knee, you cry, not knowing what to do, wailing, I need connection now. I feel alone. I'm in pain. And your mother or guardian or someone must run out and clean it off and put a boo-boo, and put a bandage on it and kiss it and make it well. But you don't continue this relationship with your world when you reach adolescence. No, in adolescence, all of a sudden, somewhere starting around the age of 10, you begin to get a sense that there's a big, giant world out there that you're heading towards. That you're going to be going to high school, junior high and high school. You're going to get more, it's going to be more sophisticated. You're going to be part of a culture, part of something greater than you, greater than just your family. And how you relate to other children and other, as you go through puberty in particular, how you relate to other teenagers, how you relate to reality with all the surging hormones that begin. They put you into a modality that's leading to adulthood. It's pushing your body to adulthood. It's maturing your body. Your emotions, your mind, can go along, hopefully. But in adolescence, all of a sudden, there is shame, a threat of humiliation, a failure, of embarrassment, of being too visible and criticized. All of a sudden, that big world can be pretty scary. Think about the attitudes that you reacted with to your world as an adolescent. You couldn't run back to mommy and daddy anymore, even if they were there. Some of you, they weren't very supportive. You were thrown alone into this turbulency. Alone, you began to be defensive. You withdrew. You judged. You judged first so that you wouldn't be judged. You judged yourself to make sure you looked good and acted good and stood right and came across okay. You judged others. In a sense, your relationship with your world was not a friendly, cooperative one. It was one of danger. Sometimes you had to fight. The fight or flight, maybe fight or run, or look like you're in your ivy tower and better than. Separate, but better. The aloofness covering the pain of loneliness. Some of you learned good social skills and went for control. You felt frightened, the world was dangerous, you're going to learn how to control. Some kids learned to bully, a way of controlling, or to manipulate through sarcasm. Every one of you has been a victim of someone who could ridicule you or who could put you down. You're vulnerable to it. So it was a battle. Your reality wasn't safe. It was a battle. So either you detached or you went out there and tried to control and manipulate, and you learned manipulative capacities and talents. Some people are still there. Some people live their whole life in danger. Their whole life trying to control and manipulate reality so they can feel a little safety. Sometimes you don't even see these people because they're controlling themselves. They're withdrawing or controlling both. But you find eventually that that doesn't really work because you're in a spiritual path. You're going to end up getting busted out of that one. Your cover's going to get blown at some point. You want to go beyond that. You don't want life to be a battle. You don't want to fight for every piece, compete with everybody. Oh yeah, there's those of you who love to compete. They relish it. And others of you with competition. Oh no, I'm not going to compete. Too terrifying, too scared. But I'm going to look like, oh no, I don't do that. I'm better than. I'm spiritual. And you detached yourself from the world. You judged the world. You probably went through this phase. Oh, I'm so tired of physical plane. I'd like to lift it all and just live in the higher dimensions. That doesn't work either. Eventually you decide, no, I've got to engage in the world. I've got to do it. I've got to put my life together. I've got to get it going. I've got to get going on this. And you engage yourself with the world. You get out there. You roll up your sleeves. You go at it. I'm going to work for this. I'm going to go for that goal. I'm going to, et cetera, for that. But you don't feel very powerful yet. So it's a power play. Sometimes you can feel more powerful. Sometimes not at all. It's a hit or miss kind of game. Am I going to make it? Am I not? I don't know. And here's where you have a tendency to go into this cause and effect type of thing. If I just work hard and meditate and I do all my this and that, and blah, 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 all my metaphysical work and so on, I'll make it manifest without me having to go out there and make a fool of myself. Or to flop and fail and be miserable. Just so much judgment on your performance, on your achievement of the forms, that the importance and significance of the forms become so much, so huge, that they're more important than you are. And you'll say, I'm going to go for the sure thing. This looks right. I'm going to go for this. This will be safety and security for me. You gauge you with the world and you find you're powerless. Eventually on your spiritual path, you realize, hey, I'm giving my power away. Let me take my power back. Set my own boundaries. Own who I am more. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be, I'm going to be much more confident now. I'm going to believe in myself. I'm going to have a dream. And in that journey, it's a power play of exchange. Sometimes you have the power. Sometimes you give it away. Oh, I got to take it back. And you take it back. And then you give it away again. Oh, and take it back. And back and forth. It's a dance of power. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. You still don't feel very free. But you start to realize that the lessons that you are learning, what you are discovering, is specific to you. You are beginning to realize that your reality is reflecting you in some way. Because you can be doing all sorts of good things, and here's this person over there says, well, okay, I think I'd like to have such and such, and bang, they have such and such, and you're like, over here working, and where is it? It's not fair. What is a secret? How can somebody else step into it like so, and you don't? In your story of yourself and your life, your relationship with your world is set in stone in there, and that must be healed and changed. In the story of your life, of your relationship with the world, your world is a tough teacher. It forces you to learn lessons. There's a lot of people who are in the old school of metaphysics. It's all about learning lessons. Working up through the grades, and maybe one day we'll graduate. That linear crap has got to go. You're not here to learn lessons. You can learn lessons day and night and day and night. It will get you nowhere. You've got to change the story. You got to change the relationship with your universe. Your universe, your world, is your partner. It is loving, safe, and supportive to you. This is the new story. for you to be able to manifest in the physical plane, you've got to have a connection with your world that is positive and life-affirming. You cannot believe that you are embattling, that you have to carve out your territory, that you have to sacrifice something in order to get something. All that stuff is BS. Your universe, your world, is precise to you. It is reflecting to you what it is you need to see of yourself. It is reflecting your strengths and beauty and joy and love and brilliance. And it's reflecting your pain, your weakness, your powerlessness, your rage, your beliefs of limitation. It will reflect everything back to you. So when you get a reflection back to you of powerlessness and you are feeling kind of suddenly powerless, you think the universe is against you. You feel like the world's against you. You can go right back into that putting up your dukes, okay, or maybe I should just go and cower and hide for a while until it passes. No. It's telling you, you have a choice. Look at this. This is your reflection. This is stuff you put out there. We're just giving you feedback because, says your world, I love you. I am your illusion. You created me perfectly with your crew, with your spirit helpers, with your higher self, spirit, soul, God, goddess, all that is, all of you created this illusion to work perfectly, to show you perfectly what you need to see so you can make a choice, so you can create a new storyline for yourself. You can create a new relationship. It is a loving thing to bring you a reflection that shows where you're not taking responsibility. It's not meant to sabotage you. If you can respond to your world as a friend, it will gift you everything. You'll be amazed at how much easier it is to manifest when things that come up do not require you to go into platitudes, rationalizations, and make quotes from some spiritual teacher somewhere to kind of strengthen yourself and bolster yourself up so that you can cope with the problem. But instead to say, oh, ha, 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 there is that pattern again. What a hoot. Man, am I good at creating this pattern? There it is again. How many times have you seen an old pattern come up and you go, oh no, oh no, there it is again. I thought I got past it. I guess I didn't grow. I didn't make it. Oh, damn, I failed. I have to start all over again. Now I have to go back and process that experience I had when I was 8, and I have to go back into therapy, and I'm going to have to go and write in my journal, and I'm going to have to do better meditation. I have to do better. I'm going to have to do better. I'm going to have to do more. I'm going to have to work harder. Throw all that out the window. That's not the response. It's not a response. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. That's the way it is. That's not the response either. Or whatever. That's not the response. Whatever means, well, this is the universe is doing it to me again. Oh, well, I have to put up with it. No! You don't. You're the one who has the power. You're the one who has the choice. It's all an illusion around you. Every person that you know is part of your illusion. There is no reality that is more real than you. Surprise. Oh, you've heard this before. Oh, you've sat probably with Eastern gurus who've talked about the world being illusion and the Buddhists talking about the illusion. Oh, yeah, illusion, illusion. That sounds really good. And when you get into that mode, where are you? Up on fifth plane somewhere. Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's all illusion. I'm meditating now. I'm in peace. Okay, now what happens when you go out and do your job, when you drive in traffic, when you're dealing with a rebellious teenager or with an aging sick parent, or what are you doing there? Oh no, that's not illusion. That's real. What about money in the bank? That's real. What about that car? Real. You see, you got it backwards. Your relationship with the universe is that there's a universe that's more real than you. You've made yourself the illusion. Needs to be reversed, dear ones. As you take your power, as you own your divinity, your divine self, your relationship with your universe, with your world, can be one of harmony, working together in love and peace and safety in the physical plane. You can experience it in the physical plane. If you're not afraid of emotion, if you're not afraid of feeling, if you don't judge your emotions, if you don't judge things, you can stay in a harmonious relationship with your world. There are some resonances, there's some frequencies that you hold, that when you get connected with your world, when you're willing to work with your world as a partner, you're starting to connect with physical plane, material plane reality. Do not judge materiality. Do not judge people who have lots and lots of money. Do not judge the arrogant SOBs who make policy in Congress. Instead, be aware of what the impact is that they are doing in you emotionally, and beware of the impact of your choice upon where you choose your world to go. You are a partner. Gradually, from yourself, you will be able to impact greater and greater levels of manifestation. But you start with you. You don't go out immediately, oh, I'm going to make $15 million. Well, how are you planning to do that? Well, I don't know yet, but I'll probably write a grant or two. I'll find somebody who can do that. Or I'll find somebody really, really rich who will put money into my venture. Hopefully you left that back at age 22. What you're doing now is, I'm going to create some magic and I'm going to connect with my physical plane because I enjoy physical plane reality. With all the pain and suffering and craziness and stuff that goes on, I still am here experiencing an adventure of physicality and physical consciousness despite everything. The first thing, which we were just mentioning, of these resonances, these frequencies, is to not judge. Don't judge yourself, don't judge other people. You can see the functions of what they're doing, you can see the impact of things, and you can do whatever you need to do emotionally to clear, you can do meditations and visualizations. If you want to be more physically active, you can be active politically. And this is a way of being loving and supportive in of your physical plane world and engaging with it to whatever extent you like. As we said, some people are here in physical plane just to observe. Let that be okay too, to watch, to make choices. Here's what I would prefer. Here's what I see. Without doing knee-jerk, automatic, emotional, negative reactions to things. Important to see it. It's part of your reality. Your partnership with your world is showing you something. It's showing you something within you It's showing you an opportunity to make new choices for yourself and your world. Do not judge. Do not put limitations. And this includes even what may be considered positive limitations. A lot of parents put a lot of positive judgments on their child. Oh, you can do just anything when you make your mind to it. You're so gifted. You're so talented. You're so smart. You should be able to make fabulous grades in school. What pressure does that create? It's almost as bad as saying to the child, oh, you're not going to amount to anything. You're just too stupid. What are we going to do with you? You're a mess. Positive judgment can be just as terrifying as negative. Think of all the people who've had the positive judgment that are trying to live up to impossible standards set there by their parents, only to keep failing and failing and thinking it's something wrong with me. I'm the problem. Judging the self. Stop judging yourself. And take off the internal slave driver that tells you you must motivate yourself according to your duties and your obligations, and that what you desire is last on the list. Why? Because you're not that important. You're only going to be important if you make a lot of money, or if you're really great looking and have a lot of presence and you can tell people all sorts of wise ass things. And you have a great sense of humor and you have all sorts of great social skills. Okay, now you're important. You have political power. You have influence. No, this is your illusion. Your illusion. All of that is part of your illusion. You are the most valuable thing in your world, in your life. You are the value. And what you desire and what your temperament is, the way you like to live your lifestyle, is more important than to do it a certain way because other people approve. You voluntarily take on certain responsibilities. Why? What is your motivation? To take on a responsibility so that people look at you and say, oh, great, you can do that. Yes, I can do this. And when it comes time to fulfill it, it's like, oh, this is a heck of a lot of work. And what reward am I going to get for it? You don't want to motivate yourself by other people's approval or by points it's going to win you. You're going to motivate yourself because it's in alignment with who you are. That brings us to the third thing. Learn to distinguish between being and doing. Part of this new reality expansion that's going on at this present time on the planet, and what's being highly touted is the 2012 experience and ascension and all that kind of stuff, is really, to boil it right down to a simple sentence, it is you learning how to be you. And from this self, from this being that you are, valuing, appreciating, loving, caring, freeing you, then you act in alignment with yourself to do things that are in the frequency, an expression of the divine within you. Now, if you are hard up and you're just about to be on the street, getting a job is a very loving act to do. But if you have the resources and if you have the opportunity, check out who you are at what doing, what actions would reflect who you are. You are a spark of consciousness, a divine being, a powerful reality creator who has taken on a physical body experience from the point of view of discovering more about you and being able to lift you on your spiritual path, to find your way into the oneness in which you are at one moment with the divine. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. People go to India to get this. Right? They'll spend thousands of dollars on seminars, tooting all sorts of incredible knowledge for them. But this is the peace that they're looking for, because you're coming home to you. You are the real, the value. You are the power, the light. You. Nobody else. Nothing else. There's no tradition, no pathway, no religion that's going to take you anywhere. The only ones that have value are the ones that point you to you. Go into you. Find out who you are. There are different methods by which they kind of push people into distinguishing who you are essentially from your ego. And some of those methods are very hurtful and very painful. The old school. We don't recommend those anymore. They're not any fun, all right? Don't go and humiliate somebody and force them to meditate 8 hours a day and put them under extreme physical conditions to suffer until they took all the dross off of the self and saw the self revealed. That's the old path. It's not what's opening up. That's not the path of magic. You can go and be with you. It costs nothing but a little bit of courage. Most people are scared to be. There's a lot of judgment on being. Oh, you're wasting your time. You're not accomplishing anything. You're not making anything of your life. Being is not a small life. Being is a grand life on many dimensions. The external may not look so hot shot, but the inner is where it's at. From the being to the doing. The next one is important to trust. To trust your plan. To trust the plan that you created before you came here with your higher self and you. You laid it out, the broad strokes of your life, not every detail. Trust the plan. Trust that you are going to get to your enlightenment, you're going to get to your awareness of yourself. It's your choice. You can get there any time. You have to choose it. You have to be willing to be there. But trust that you are not creating any reality that is too great for you, too huge, too overwhelming for you. Yeah, it may appear so, but it is not really. You have resources. You can trust that there are resources available for you. That's the magic. Magic is the synchronicity of things. Synchronicities of time, space, that are unexplainable. The miracles, the magic, they lift you. It's a gift from the divine. Magic can happen instantaneously. It just plops in. You have a desire for something, to experience something. You find out what the form is that would give you that opportunity to experience that. And you move, take action in that direction with trust, being to doing, valuing yourself, not judging yourself. and you will step into a place of personal power, freedom, love, and safety. The four pillars. When you can hold that resonance and take the actions in the physical plane, certain actions that you choose to take towards that goal, not necessarily that it's got to be, oh, if I take this step, then that goal will appear. But you move towards it based on your desire and your passion. I desire to move towards this and put my attention on this. And as you do that, magic happens and manifestation drops in. But you cannot spend your time judging. You cannot get into your ego and stay in separation. And that's the process, actually, is to move towards something that you desire. And that something is intangible. The tangible form is only that where it manifests in physical. But you want it first to manifest in the mental and emotional, spiritual. Sometimes this is really easy for spiritual path people. But getting it from the material, getting it down into the material to actually concretize is the trick. So you can do all of this and you can get to that place where the magic is ready, like the crosshairs. You're really focused. It's ready to go to snap your fingers and the magic's ready to happen. Now you gotta be plugged in and connected to the physical plane reality so that you can receive what it is you move towards. A lot of people are not good at receiving. So essentially, you desire, and what you desire is the intangible. I desire freedom. I desire pleasure. I desire joy. I desire deeper intimacy and love. I desire to get creative and just explore this. So you find out what you really desire and what forms would work for this. Okay, if you want to really get into your creative, okay, well, what form works for you creatively? Is it music or art or poetry? Or organizing something, or an event, or planning something, producing something. Where is your creativity, you see? Yours, unique to you. You take action. You move towards it. You don't just sit and wait for it to plop into your lap. Nothing happens that way. You call people and say, okay, you know about this and you have resources for this and tell me about that and what do I need to do here? And you learn from people and you learn and you get out there and involved and engage yourself, knowing that there's a partnership. You're doing a dance. You're a dance of discovery, finding the pieces, putting the pieces together, and at some point, click, 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 the energy picks up, it takes off, stuff starts to manifest for you. And as soon as opportunities plop in, you must be aware, okay, I've got three opportunities coming in. Which one do I go with? Sometimes they're all good. Find the one that's closest to your heart's desire. Find the one that's most in alignment with your lifestyle that you want, with the most in alignment and in harmony with who you are. Sometimes it's like splitting hairs to find it. But in the process, you learn so much about you. And as the magic opens, here's how you anchor it in to physical plane with gratitude. You have desire, you move towards something, you start developing gratitude and trust right away. I trust it's coming, and I have gratitude for it. Already. I have gratitude that my team, my spirit team, is out there making it happen for me. That my universe is bringing these synchronicities together for me. Me, my reality. I'm grateful for being me. I'm grateful to receive. Grateful that I have this opportunity. I'm grateful. And all the way through, gratitude keeps you connected and plugged into physical plane reality. Even if you haven't manifested a damn thing yet, stay grateful. Trust. The plan is there for you. The right things are going to come to you. Sometimes first are the things that are the interference things, the problems. Don't get sidetracked by those. Oh, okay, this could be a problem. All right, this is an old issue. Okay, let me be aware of that. Let me get my ego out of the way. Let me quiet my inner voices of the child screaming that they're helpless, the adolescent thinking you have to do a battle, the young adult in La La Land fantasy about how it should be. Let me get them out of the way. Get that slave driver out of the way and open up to me. The opportunity that you have to create something new is stupendous, staggering, amazing. That's the process. Now, we're going to add one little extra touch. We're going to take you on that journey. Journey of connecting with physical plane and manifesting something. Think about what it is you would like to manifest intangibly. What is the emotional, mental, spiritual you would like to manifest? And how would it translate into your physical life? Okay, and then we'll take you on a little journey with that. And what we're going to do is we're going to call in the frequency, the nature spirits of Earth. Physical plane, Earth. You want, you're working with Earth as your partner as well as your, as part of your world, is your Earth. And part of the spirit of Earth are gnomes. All right? Gnomes are little people. They look like little people. Well, they don't really look like people that much, but they kind of have, you know, arms and legs and head and stuff. And they generally are fairly small. And they do all sorts of amazing technological things. They work with electricity and technology. They make things, they basically, electricity is circuits, you know, putting this and this, plug it into a circuit. Energy moves through the circuit. They know how to do that. They know how to move mountains, even though they're little people. Gnomes know how to work physical plane reality. They can live in rocks and crystals. They can work with all sorts of earth energies. And they can bring you, when you're in the right resonance, they can, and you're in your process, they can sometimes be the key deciding factor to bring magic into your life, to bring the manifestations of the forms that reflect what you are after. Those are the new rules. Magic, the law of love. You loving and valuing yourself, allowing yourself, creating for yourself, co-creating and being connected and plugged into the oneness of all things with your world as your partner can do anything, can bring anything into manifestation that can be called miracles. And you can do them as a natural aspect of you that's natural for you, part of your new story of you. I can work magic. Things just happen like magic. My reality is loving and supportive.